Welcome to Thursday morning prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings, past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we participate in conduct that brings the best version of us to each and every day forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. This is the message we've heard from Christ, that God is light, in whom there is no darkness at all. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Go up to a high mountain, herald of good tidings to Zion. Lift up your voice with strength, herald of good tidings to Jerusalem. Lift up your voice, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. See the Lord coming with power, coming to rule with his mighty arm. He brings his reward for the people of God, the recompense for those who are saved. God will feed his flock like a shepherd and gather the lambs in his arms. He will hold them to his breast and gently lead those that are with young. The night has now passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord continually. His praise shall be always in my mouth. Let my soul boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear it and rejoice. O praise the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. For I sought the Lord's help, and he answered, and he freed me from all my fears. Look towards him and be bright with joy. Your faces shall not be ashamed. Here is a wretch who cried, and the Lord heard me, and saved me from all my troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round those who fear him, and delivers them in their need. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they that hide in him. Fear the Lord, all you, his holy ones, for those who fear him never lack. Lions may suffer want and go hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing good. Come, my children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you relishes life? Wants time to enjoy good things? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of God are on the righteous and his ears towards their cry. The Lord sets his face against wrongdoers to root out their memory from the earth. The righteous cry, the Lord hears it and frees them from all their afflictions. The Lord is close to those who are brokenhearted, and the crushed in spirit he saves. The trials of the righteous are many, but our God delivers us from them all. He guards all our bones so that not one is broken. Evil will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be destroyed. The Lord ransoms the lives of his servants, and none who hide in him will be destroyed. Almighty God, who wonderfully created us in your own image, and yet more wonderfully restored us in your Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as he came to share our human nature, so we may be partakers in his divine glory, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning at chapter 38, verse 1. Now Shephatiah, son of Mattan, Gedaliah, son of Pashur, Jukal, son of Shelemiah, and Pashur, son of Malchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah was saying to all the people. Thus says the Lord, those who stay in the city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But those who go out to the Chaldeans shall live. They shall have their lives as a prize of war and live. Thus says the Lord, this city shall surely be handed over to the army of the king of Babylon and be taken. Then the officials said to the king, this man ought to be put to death because he is discouraging the soldiers who are left in this city and all the people by speaking such words to them. For this man is not seeking the welfare of this people, but their harm. King Zedekiah said, here he is. He is in your hands, for the king is powerless against you. So they took Jeremiah and threw him into the cistern of Malchiah, the king's son, which was in the court of the guard, letting Jeremiah down by ropes. Now there was no water in the cistern, but only mud. And Jeremiah sank in the mud. Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, a eunuch in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah into the cistern. The king happened to be sitting at the Benjamin Gate. So Ebed-Melech left the king's house and spoke to the king. My lord king, these men have acted wickedly in all they did to the prophet Jeremiah, by throwing him into the cistern to die there of hunger, for there is no bread left in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, take 3 men with you from here and pull the prophet Jeremiah up from the cistern before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went to the house of the king, to a wardrobe of the storehouse, and took from there old rags and worn-out clothes, which he let down to Jeremiah in the cistern by ropes. Then Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, said to Jeremiah, just put the rags and clothes between your armpits and the ropes. Jeremiah did so. Then they drew Jeremiah up by the ropes and pulled him out of the cistern. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, beginning at chapter 13, verse 1. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured, as though you yourself were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honour by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled. For God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed on his name, he has given power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of a man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, and from his fullness have we all received, and grace upon grace. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace. And in the renewal of our lives, make known your heavenly glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God of the nations, whose sovereign rule brings justice and peace, have mercy on our world, share abundantly your peace in the hearts of all, and banish from people any spirit that makes for war. Instill in us that all races and peoples can live as members of one family, in peace and harmony. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray thanks to you for bringing forward the people needed to create our loving communities. We ask you to bless medical and hospital workers that help the people, and the police and defence forces that protect our country. Let them know they are appreciated in their contributions towards providing a safe country for the people to live in. God of grace, hear our prayer. Saviour God, we thank you for all you provide to us in our time of need. We ask you to help those who are hungry, especially help countries who are unable to provide food for their people. Guide us to help them in their hour of need. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, how great a companion you are to every one of us. We pray that you give relief to the lonely. Guide them in their friendships to be companions of others in need. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican Cycle of Prayer. The Diocese of Connecticut, the Episcopal Church. Ministry with the Torres Strait Island People of Australia. The Parish of Hendra, Clayfield. The Anglicare Refugee and Migrant Settlement Service. St. Margaret's Anglican Girls' School in Ascot. St. John's the Baptist Church, Bulimba. All parishes seeking clergy. All Anglican schools seeking chaplains. All prison ministry chaplaincy teams. All people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, you have brought us safely to this new day. Keep us by your mighty power. Protect us from sin and guard us from every kind of danger. And in all we do this day, direct us in the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of peace equip us with everything good, so that we may do his will, and may he work in us that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever. Amen.